This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. You know, I should be bawling right now. I should be in a corner of my house with a big tub of ice cream, feeling sorry for myself and making a Botox appointment, but I'm not. I'm not. My baby, my firstborn, started college today. And I don't feel old. I don't feel like I need to go through the whole midlife crisis. I don't even feel like I need Botox. I actually feel happy. Yeah, isn't that crazy? When I was younger, I was dreading when my kids would be adults because that would mean I'm old. And here we are, my son's starting college, and no. So, you know, I put something on Facebook. You know, he's a little stony tizzy. Call him Cupcake Tizzy. When I have any feelings for you, I add tushy next to your name. Like, you know, in Japan, you know, Daniel-san, they put son after the name. I think that's a term of endearment, right? And I guess certain southern areas of the United States, they go boo, you know, like shaky boo or honey boo. They'll do boo. Me, I go tushy. So, Stoney Dajee, Stoney, he started college, and he's going to where I went. My alma mater. I think that's a funny term, alma mater. Alma. Alma mater. He's going there, UNLV, University of Nevada, Las Vegas. I am like, somebody's a little baby rebel, little rebel. So I'm like really excited. Now, I wanted to take a picture, and he would not let me take a picture of him. I wanted to give him a big kiss on the cheek. He wouldn't let me do that. And, you know, some of my friends are shocked that I didn't send them away out of town. Well, I didn't want to spend the money. That's one. I'm going to be honest with you, okay? I don't care how controlling a mom you think I am. It wasn't about the control. I'm cheap. I really didn't want to spend out-of-state tuition an extra 30, 40 grand a year when my kid didn't really want to go out-of-state. I mean, we asked him. So, you know, do you want to go to California? Do you want to go to Colorado? Do you want to go to New Mexico, Arizona? Where, you know, do you want to? And he was like, well, maybe, you know, it depends on my friends go. Well, maybe. Like, well, tell us where you want to go and decide. And I didn't really twist his arm. My son likes Las Vegas. And one thing about Las Vegas is everybody keeps coming back every weekend. So it's never a dull moment. You always see your friends. And luckily, thank God, he said he wanted to stay in Vegas. Plus, UNLV is a rock-awesome university, so I lucked out. You know what's interesting? Kids are a little different these days. You know, I'm hearing more and more that kids, when they go off to college, it doesn't work for them and they want to come back. They'll come back after a semester. They'll come back after a year. And for us older folk, we're like, well, wait a second, that doesn't make sense. Because, you know, when we, you know, had to go off to school or go off to duty or whatever, you just go. You leave home, and yeah, even if you do get homesick, you don't tell anybody about it. Now, kids are more open with their feelings and honest, and parents will take them back with open arms. And, you know, I had a talk with my kids about going away to college with their buddies. And as much as I want them to have freedom and go away to college, etc., I always bring up this scenario. Now, look. Is this a city you want to go to anyway? Is this a city that come hook or crook, if your friends go off and, you know, get girlfriends and, you know, the whole guy group kind of falls apart, or everybody fights, are you still in a city you really, really want to be in? And if the answer is no, then you might want to rethink choosing that place for college. Just going to college to be with a buddy, chances are after first semester, your buddies are going to change. You're going to fight, something's going to happen, and, you know, girls, they're going to want to spend more time with a girlfriend. And then if you're alone, now what? You're stuck. For me, I had to go away to Reno, Nevada, for medical school. Yeah, a couple of my friends were going up there, but I didn't care if I was going up there alone. I didn't care if I was going to be alone every single weekend. I wanted to go there because, one, I love the city, and, two, I had to go to medical school. So it had nothing to do with friends. It had nothing to do with some of the other environmental issues. I had to be there, hook or crook. You could have said there were wildfires. You could have said that the winters were brutal. I don't care. That's where I need to be. That's what I'm going to do. And for any of you that have kids or grandkids, you know, considering where to go to college, don't have them go to college, pick a place just because of somebody they're dating or somebody they're buddies with. Because when the poop hits the fan, they may be like, what the heck am I doing out here in Montana? Let me come home. So it's, you know, it's something to think about. And, you know, the other thing that I'm noticing with kids these days is they're not afraid to change their mind. When I grew up, you make a decision, you stick with it. And you make it work. And maybe that was good advice back then. You know, I mean, imagine if I quit medical school every time it sucked. No. I mean, I was like, you know what, you plow through, you keep your eye on the prize. A lot of the younger generation, maybe they're smarter than we are. They're like, I don't like this. Why am I going to force myself into a career that I really don't like? I'm going to change. So you have a lot of people that change their minds, and they change what they want to do. And I'm wondering if when we approach college with a student, we need to approach it as, you may not be here for 4 years. You may only be here temporarily until you change your mind about your major, change your mind. Again, trust me, my dad would be rolling in his grave if he heard us even, you know, wussify, you know, making a decision like that on what your college major is. He thinks it's a gift. I was the first one in my family to go through college. He'd be like, look, you pick something, you do it, you get it done. But it's a different world. And for people to realize that they're in the wrong grocery store line and they need to hop over to the next one and it may be a better lane for them, that takes a lot of courage. It takes a lot of instinct. And we're cultivating that in this newer generation. So the average kid changes his major 3-4 times. That's okay. Just as long as they pick something later. And they don't spend your money the whole time while doing it. 1-877-DR-DELLY. Learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back. or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, grain-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason and his work of the dials. Big thanks for you, to you all for tuning in. Fix your radios. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so we're being told that television kills our sex life. Is that true? I don't know if it's true for me. I'll tell you what that study says. But first, do we have any Game of Thrones fans in the house? I'm a huge fan of Game of Thrones. Well, I got some good news, and I got some bad news on Game of Thrones. Apparently, Game of Thrones was supposed to air 2018, and they said, no, we're going to make you guys wait to 2019. Even though we're going to win all these awards this year, even though they're not on this year, 2019. Fine. Now we're being told that they're just now starting to work on it. Are you kidding me? So if they're now starting to work on it, then they're not going to be ready. So it may not be till after May of 2019. 8-9 months away, maybe later in the year. So for those of you who are waiting, I get it. I get it. I know. I'm pretty ticked off. But they are working on a prequel. So they are working on a which would be cool because I think Ed Stark and a lot of the other actors are really, really cool. So they are hoping to work on a prequel to the Game of Thrones series. Now, I've never read the books. Everybody said the books are eh. But I got to tell you, they sure as heck know how to make one hell of a TV show. So good for HBO. I'm a big fan. I'm a huge fan of TV. So if you guys haven't watched it, watch it. You're not going to like the first season. I'm telling you that right now. You will not like the first season. But then it's really mysterious and there's, you know, it's kind of medieval and there's knights and there's chivalry and there's princesses and there's mean witches and there's dragons. And it's cool, but it's not like a Lord of the Rings type of thing. It's different. And there's a real nice storyline. Yeah, there's politics. Of course, they throw politics in there. Yeah, yeah. Which then comes to this study. Is television ruining our sex life? Well, yeah. If some of these shows are, you know, making you debate politics right afterwards, that's a problem. They say people who own televisions are 6% less likely to have sex in any given week. Well, doesn't everybody own a television? According to scientists from the University of Delaware, people around the world are showing willingness to substitute electronic companionship for human companionship. The researchers, who add that the 6% reduction is likely a conservative estimate, claim television is associated with sex life morbidity and said smartphones may be the real sex life killer. So the study looked at 4 million people from 80 countries. And they followed research and found that the average person had sex just 3 times a month in 2010 compared to 5 times a month in 1990. Yeah, many people ask, how much sex should we be having? Well, it depends on how long you've been married and, you know, health conditions and if there's kids or the in-laws living there or whatever. It's hard. But a few times a month, that's pretty healthy for a relationship that's been married for some time. A few times a decade, not that good. Although we do have couples who are very intimate with each other, they just don't have sex. You have some people, they love each other and they'll be with each other forever, but someone's a paraplegic or somebody has a medical issue or someone has erectile dysfunction. So the lack of sex does not necessarily mean the relationship is doomed. But if a relationship is doomed, the lack of sex can be one of the first symptoms. Now, what's very interesting is in this article being reported by Daily Mail, they singled out the popular HBO series Game of Thrones. And they say that the TV used to close down at about 10:30 p.m. and couples had nothing else to do. Now, they can watch TV 24/7. Or they could DVR it and, you know, then watch it at later times. So the University of Delaware researchers analyzed millions of people across 5 continents. They say our study population resides in low and middle income countries, and they surveyed largely around 2010 before smartphones became widely available. The countries with ubiquitous smartphones, a smartphone might be the real sex life killer. The results further suggest that income, age, and level of education do not influence how much sex a TV owner has. Now, what does this mean for you or I? Well, our relationships are different. You know, one thing a lot of couples do together is they bond over TV. You know, I find my husband will not like it if I start watching a show that he wants to see. We have to see it together. And remember a couple years ago, there was it was called cheating. Somebody was cheating when they started to watch one of these episodes without waiting for the other. Now, I used to do that a lot because I'm like, I just can't wait. But then that's a sign of not being, you know, committed to the relationship. This is something our grandparents would be like, gagging themselves with their finger if they heard we were doing. We just do things differently. You know, maybe because TV allows us to find something in common. Maybe we really can't talk to each other. Maybe couples watch their parents, watch their grandparents, and they don't want to get sick of each other. So they purposely have these things come in between them, so they make the relationship last longer. If I had to just sit and talk to my husband for hours upon hours every night, we'd get sick of each other. But we don't. I have a gym. I work out. He works out. We'll watch a TV show together. Then I'll do work. He'll play a video game or he'll work on his work. Then we go to bed. We're good. We didn't get on each other's nerves. So it's interesting. And if you feel, however, that you and your betrothed are starting to get more distant, you need to see, is it because of the phone? If it's date night and you guys are looking at each other's phones, that's a problem. I can't stand it when I'm trying to have a conversation with somebody and they're on their phone. I hate it. That means the phone is more important. Now, a lot of us do have very busy jobs. And when our phone, you know, calls, we do drop everything. Well, you know, you just tell everybody, say, look, okay, you know what? I'm going to hold, you know, let me just take 5 minutes, look at my messages, then I'm going to put my phone away. But it's a different world. Boy, is it a different world. The Samsung's new phone is $1,000. Did you guys hear about that? The new phone, the Galaxy Note 9, is supposed to be faster, will last longer without a recharge. And it costs $1,000. I'm blown away by what we're spending on these things. You know, that's another thing that I'm really, really shocked with. I can't tell you how many patients I had seen that didn't want to pay their copay. You know, said, look, you know, I have financial hardship. I need to apply for that. You know, and yet they had the fanciest of cell phone. They had 4G. They had, as I wanted to ask, what are you spending on your phone? And it's none of my business. But I think a lot of people are redirecting money that should go to other things, but they're redirecting it to their phone. And $1,000 a pop? And that doesn't include service or data? They say the new phone will get some automatic photo editing and a stylus that can serve as a remote control. There's a bigger battery, a faster processor, and improved cellular speeds. 21% boosted battery capacity from last year's Note 8 should translate to more than a day of normal use without a recharge. Samsung has been conservative on battery improvements ever since its Note 7 phone in 2016 developed a tendency to ignite. Oh, yeah, remember the Galaxy 7? Then there was a huge recall, and that company really got hurt. You couldn't carry a Samsung onto a plane. So now Samsung had to subject its phone to multiple inspections, x-rays, stress tests. Well, that's why the price is going up. The company is also sending phones to outside labs for independent safety tests. They say we're three generations removed now. This is the right innovation at the right time. At $1,000, are you kidding me? So the new phones will come out August 28th, borrowing from the iPhone's playbook. The Note 9 will have the same U.S. price regardless of carrier. The starting price of $1,000 is an increase, obviously. And they say it's on par with Apple's top-of-the-line iPhone X. I don't have an iPhone X. I think I have like a 6 or a 5 or something. The Note 9 will get double storage at 128 gigabytes. 1.29 gigawatts? Crazy people, $1,000. You know what you could buy with that? 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News.
Today, President Trump announced his administration had reached a deal with Mexico on issues that have held up the NAFTA agreement for over a year now. The president says this is a good thing for farmers.
It's an incredible deal. It's an incredible deal for both parties. Most importantly, it's an incredible deal for the workers and for the citizens of both countries. Our farmers are going to be so happy. You know, the farmers have stuck with me. I said we were going to do this. And Mexico's promised to immediately start purchasing as much farm product as they can. They're going to work on that very hard.
Funeral arrangements for Senator John McCain have been announced. On Wednesday, Senator McCain will line the state capitol in Arizona and Friday the U.S. Capitol in Washington, D.C. A private service will be held Sunday, and McCain will be laid to rest at the U.S. Naval Academy Cemetery in Annapolis, Maryland. You can check us out at usaradio.com. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M of NutraMedical.com. And a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Dolly 1-877-DOC-DALI. So apparently a 10-year-old boy in North Carolina got in trouble for calling his fifth grade teacher ma'am. Like, I taught my boys to say yes sir, yes ma'am. I'm wondering if you're not allowed to do that anymore. The mom, Teresa Wilson, the boy's mother, says, I was in disbelief. Wilson noticed her son, Tamarian, was not himself when she picked him up from the bus stop earlier in the week. I asked him what was wrong, and he told me he got in trouble for saying ma'am to a teacher. I was confused, she said. Inquiring further, Wilson asked her son to give more detail about the incident. And I guess the fifth grader at Northeast Carolina Preparatory School in Tarboro, North Carolina, pulled out a piece of lined paper with the word ma'am written dozens of times. She was shocked, especially when Tamarian told her that his teacher, who has not been formally identified, told him that he was required to return the piece of paper with the parent's signature. The young boy also claimed that the teacher threatened to throw something at him during the incident. He was disappointed because he felt like he had done something wrong. I know I'm scratching my head with this one, too. The next afternoon, this has been reported by Fox News, Wilson went to the school to meet Tamarian's teacher and the school's principal. With her, she brought a separate piece of paper on which her son had written the definition of ma'am. Now, ma'am, M-A apostrophe A-M, ma'am, according to Oxford Dictionaries, is defined as a term of respectful or polite address used for a woman. Wilson claims Tamarian's teacher told her that her son was getting on her nerves when he called her ma'am and couldn't give me a reason of why that was bad. The teacher also claimed Tamarian knew that she wasn't serious when she allegedly threatened to throw something at him. Tamarian has been placed in a different teacher's class since the incident occurred. And in a statement to ABC 11, I guess an official with the school called the situation a personal matter, and that has been handled appropriately by the K-7 principal. Now, what is going on? Is it because he addressed her as a female when she doesn't identify as a female? Is there something racist by that? I mean, I am learning as you all are. I'm learning as we go. You know, I'm trying to put together a list of things that you may not realize is not politically correct anymore and accidentally say it. Because I think we all aren't getting the memo. And things are going wrong, and it's happening around us, and all of a sudden we're told, no, you can't say that. You can't do that. You can't. And I see people fumble and fall on themselves and make mistakes. And so if a kid is not allowed to say yes, ma'am, then you need to teach the kid what are they supposed to do. You know, one thing I learned very early on in child discipline, I was taught when a child is doing something wrong, you don't just say, don't do that. That's not how a kid learns. You need to give the child the option they're supposed to do. So if, let's say, you know, I have two boys, Stone and Brock. So let's say if they were younger, they were flicking their green beans at each other. Okay? Now, in my household, I would be like, stop that. Poop. Use the word for poop. You know, before I whoop all y'all, and I'm sick and tired of it, don't, you know, I'll tactish you, okay, or whatever I would do, I'd be yelling and screaming, no, saying stop that, what you're supposed to say is vegetables stay on the plate. You give them the command of what they're supposed to do. Kids do better being told what they're supposed to do then instead say, don't do that. So if this kid said ma'am or sir, and they were taught that to be, you know, respectful, and that was a no-no, instead you could say, no, allude to me as or address me as Mrs. Smith. Don't address me as ma'am. I'm Mrs. Smith. That kids need to learn. And so when I see this, don't do that, don't do this, stop it. No. Yeah, it doesn't work. Kids need to be told what to do. So I looked at this. There's this one site. This comes out of Canada. Canada is dealing with political incorrectness also. I think a lot of countries are. And according to their Daily Hive, it's a pretty popular newspaper, they have 12 words and phrases that could be considered politically incorrect in Canada by the year 2026. And so I guess there's a recent poll by the Angus Reid Institute found that 76% of Canadians feel political correctness has gone too far. 67% of those surveyed believe too many people are easily offended these days over the language others use. So they did a poll. They said snowman. We're not going to see snowman used. Snowman is going to have to be called snow people or snow persons. They also predict that either or, that's not going to work. It'll be both and. They say any person placing something on either side of these words is subject to exclusion. So both and will be the only acceptable correlative conjunctions. American may not be used to describe citizens in the U.S. eventually. They say we Canadians are American too, as are people of the 35 other countries that make up the Americas. So when we say 25% of Americans, we need to include South America and North America. You see? So they think Americans in this site, that's going to be obsolete. You guys. All right. This is something I do a lot. When I talk to my students, I'm like, hey, guys, listen up. Come on, guys, computer's off. We're starting a lecture. Come on, guys. I've always said, guys, can't do that. There's females in the room. Remember I told you in Spanish, usually the masculine form wins, like ales. And, you know, whenever it's mixed gender, you always put the male on it. They say even if there's 99 girls and one guy, they always, in the Spanish language, the plural would include the masculine. They think they're going to change that. They say Spanish, according to this, will be seen as, quote, a backwards language, and this type of gender grouping will no longer be tolerated. That's what they predict. I mean, like El Brazo. El Brazo is a masculine form of the word arm. I don't know. Happy holidays. They say some people don't get holidays. So those who do shouldn't be allowed to parade about it. Sick or ill. We're not going to be using the word he's sick. Sorry. It's an admission of guilt. These are things that that are not going to be, I guess, politically correct later. Foreign food. We will not. This is according to 97.3 The Dog. You won't be able to say foreign food. They now call it ethnic cuisine. So, like, if I'm like, man, I want to eat some Italian food or I want Greek, that's going to be a no-no. The founding fathers. We're not going to be able to say founding fathers because there were mothers there, too. Home ec or home economics. I guess they're going to start calling it family and consumer sciences. You're not going to be able to use the term psycho. You can't say he's psycho. I think they're saying pathologically high-spirited. Fairy, like Tinkerbell. We're not going to be able to use the term fairy. So it's a different world, but I guess we need to give everybody the memo. But if a child says sir or ma'am, I'd really like to know what's wrong with that. Because I taught my kids to use sir and ma'am. 1-877, Dr. Ellie.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
For tuning in, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So does an aspirin a day keep the heart attack away? Well, in this latest study, maybe no. They say taking a low-dose aspirin every day has been long known to cut the chances for another heart attack, stroke, or heart problem. If you've already had one. But we don't know if it will stop the first one. We've been talking about this for over a century. And we still don't know aspirin's value or its role in preventing heart disease. They say the latest studies are some of the largest and longest to test this blood thinner on people who don't yet have heart disease or blood vessel-related problems. And this study found that aspirin did not help prevent first strokes or heart attacks in people at moderate risk. Why? Because they probably had other more significant health risks that the little baby aspirin could have fought. Another study tested aspirin in people with diabetes. People with diabetes are more likely to die from heart problems, and found that modest benefit, if that. Aspirin also did not help prevent cancer. Fish oil supplements also didn't seem to help. So according to Dr. Jane Armitage of the University of Oxford in England, there's been a lot of uncertainty about among doctors around the world about prescribing aspirin, beyond those for whom it's now recommended. According to one study leader, if you're healthy, it's probably not worth taking it. So the research was discussed Sunday at the European Society of Cardiology meeting. And the aspirin studies used 100 milligrams a day. That's a little bit more than the baby aspirin. Baby aspirin in America is 81 milligrams a day. It's commonly sold in the United States, but still low dose. Big boy strength, adult strength, is 325 milligrams. And this Boston study gave aspirin or dummy pills, right, placebo, to 12,546 people who thought they were at moderate risk for suffering a heart attack or stroke within the next decade. Why? Because they had other health issues. And after 5 years, 4% of those 12,000 did suffer a heart problem. But it was far fewer than expected, thinking that maybe these people were actually at lower risk, not moderate. Now their medications that were taking lower blood pressure and cholesterol may have cut their heart risk so much that the aspirin had little chance of showing off. That's what Dr. Michael Gaziano from Brigham and Women's Hospital thinks. But 1% of the aspirin takers did start to have stomach and intestinal bleeding, twice as many as those on the dummy pills. Plus, those on aspirin were more likely to get nosebleeds, indigestion, reflux, or tummy pain. Now, Bayer, you know, from Bayer Aspirin, sponsored the study. And then the results were published in the journal Lancet. Now, that's remarkable. In order for us to get a lot of these studies, I was bringing this up at a veterans group I was speaking at yesterday. We really need the pharmaceutical companies. The pharmaceutical companies have to come in and spend the money. The government doesn't. Not on all the studies we need. But when a pharmaceutical company or a drug company spends the money, they're usually going to want themselves to look good. The fact that Bayer sponsored this and the results were mediocre at best, that's pretty gutsy and pretty admirable of the company. They basically put in the time, put in the money for a study that possibly hurts their own sales. Now, what about diabetes? Well, if you have diabetes, you are at higher risk for heart disease. You are behind the eight ball. It's bad. You're also at higher risk of stroke. They say, however, that people with diabetes may be at higher risk of bleeding. So maybe we don't want them on aspirin. So Oxford researchers randomly assigned 15,400 adults with type 1 or type 2 diabetes who were otherwise in good health with no history of heart problems to either take an aspirin, a gram of fish oil, both, or dummy pills. After 7.5 years, there were fewer heart problems among the aspirin users, but much more cases of serious bleeding. So they largely traded one risk for another. Which is worse, to bleed or to have the heart attack? Well, a bleeding stroke is bad. We as doctors can't tell you which one to take. Fish oil. Same study looked at omega-3 fatty acids. These are the good oils found in salmon, tuna, and other fish. Supplement takers didn't do any better than those on the dummy pills. And 9% still suffered a heart problem. Guys, when it comes to fish oil, it's got to be the actual fish. It can't be the pills. You have to actually eat the fish. British Heart Foundation was the study's main sponsor. Bayer and Milan provided aspirin and fish oil, respectively. Results were published by the New England Journal of Medicine. So maybe Bayer didn't put millions of dollars into this study, but they still did. They still did help sponsor a study that didn't really put them in the best of light for their product. So, what does that mean? Well, if you're taking your aspirin and it's working for you, and it's not hurting your kidneys, it's not hurting your stomach, and it's not causing bleeding, you can continue. Talk to your medical provider. But don't take an aspirin a day and then eat a cheeseburger. Well, let's ask this guy. We have somebody, a teacher, had a life-threatening heart attack, but his bill, $108,000. They say Drew Calvert took out his trash cans and then waved goodbye to his wife, Erin. She left for the grocery store that morning. Minutes later, my high school history teacher and swim coach in Austin, Texas, collapsed in his bedroom from a heart attack. He pounded his fist on the bed frame. Violent chest pains were pinning him to the floor, and he said, I thought I was dying. He was 44 years old. So he called out to his oldest daughter, Eleanor. There was a voice recognition feature on his phone. He texted his wife. She was at the store with Emery, the younger, and a neighbor rushed him to the ER. I'm surprised nobody called 911. The ER doctors confirmed that he had a heart attack, admitted him to the hospital's cardiac unit. Then they put stents in his clogged widowmaker artery, the left anterior descending. The heart attack, of course, was a shock. He was a swimmer, was in an Ironman triathlon. But he asked from his hospital bed if his health insurance would cover all this. He was concerned because St. David's is out of network for a school district health plan. Hospital told him not to worry, they would accept his insurance. Well, the hospital charged $164,900 for surgery. And 4 days in the hospital, Aetna paid the hospital $55,000. Despite the difference of more than $100,000 with the hospital's prior assurance, he thought he wouldn't have to pay much. Nope, bills came. Total bill includes $164,000 for 4 days hospital, $42,000 for the stents, $10,000 for the room charges. His insurance paid $55,000, and the hospital billed Calvert for the unpaid balance of $108,000. So that's ER treatment, 4 days in the hospital, cardiac unit. Now, what stinks is this cost. I think it's outrageous, it's high, but that's what it costs. Now, the hospital should have written stuff off. How much should they have written off? Hard to say. Does the hospital deserve $108,000 for a four-day hospital stay? Well, this is where it gets tricky. They saved his life. How much is that worth? Then again, who has that kind of money? If your life getting saved based on how much money you had, we would all be dead. Stents are expensive. Staff is expensive. Real estate's expensive. The air conditioning is expensive. The malpractice is expensive. The liability insurance, the workers' comp. The sanitation, the cleaning staff. The nurses, the electronic billing, the billers. It's expensive. Should the insurance payment of $55,000 cut it? It's a lot of money. You think it would. So anyway, he's freaking out about this. We'll talk more about how we approach high healthcare costs. 1-877-DR-DELLY.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234. **1234.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.